This recording, North Carolina 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes rainbow raindrops in the air, they act as prisms and form a rainbow. Rainbows are a vision of white lights into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch and its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as miracles without physical explanations. To the Hebrew, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. I grew up in a little town in North Carolina called Walnut Cove. I was born at the house place which I was raised at. I grew up with the love of horses. I always wanted to own horses, so I did. When I got old enough to afford them, I bought me two. And I wasn't able to pay for my way to college, but I was good enough in sports to land a scholarship. And I went to Elon College, where I went for 5 years, and I played football on two national championship teams. And I met a young lady in college. Got married, and we had a kid together, and life has been good. God is in my life, and this is 1999, and I'm looking forward to the millennium. Like I said, I've had a fantasy and love for horses all my life. I really took it from my father that he owned a horse, but I didn't never get to know him because he got killed when I was young. But at 15 years of age, I worked on a Raven horse farm in Bluish Creek, North Carolina, which is right outside of Walnut Cove. And I become the foreman of that ranch of a count of horses of about, I think it was 800 to 900 horses on that ranch. And I was the foreman at 15 years old. I had a lot of people working under me because I knew so, learned a lot about horses. And I would get up in the mornings at 5 o'clock. We had to feed, had to go around just like in the days, and I checked the fences, make sure they were fixed, you know, make sure everybody was doing their job, making sure the stalls were getting cleaned out, and I was in charge of that. And I also learned how to help horses that was having coats, if they were having problems with them. If it was coming out breech, I would help them turn them around, you know. And we had to learn how to nurse horses that lost their mother during birth, you know. And then tragically, I had to learn how to kill horses at that age. If they broke a leg or got real sick, you know. And but horses, I think it's the greatest leisure time ever. I mean, I love swimming, I like to walk, I like to ride around on motorcycles, but horses is the greatest love of all.